Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on, everybody. Hands at 10 and 2. Good, let's go. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Let's hit the song.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So Josh is here to talk about movies. Next up is Late Night.
Do none of you understand what is at stake here?
I am being replaced.
Think about why the show is bad and come up with ways to fix it.
What exactly is wrong with my bits?
You're a little old and a little white.
What can I do about that?
I have some jokes for the monologue. I shouldn't do this in an English accent, should I?
No. I need you, Ollie. I need your pushiness and lack of boundaries.
You love me.
No, I didn't say that. No.
I mean, not in those words, but you...
No, I didn't say it in any of those words.
Watch me do. So Josh watches the movies, I watch the trailer, and I want to like this movie, but I don't even think I like the trailer.
Oh.
Josh, how are you feeling?
I wanted to like it too, and I think I did probably like the trailer, and I liked what I heard about it. It's a comedy starring and written by Mindy Kaling from The Office and The Mindy Project, who is very funny and knows a lot about comedy writing, and this is a movie about comedy writing. She plays a young, kind of up-and-coming newbie writer on this late-night talk show hosted by Catherine Newberry, played by Emma Thompson, who's kind of gotten set in her ways, and she's been on the air forever, and she needs something to shake things up, otherwise she's going to be canceled.
Right.
And so it's, I mean, it's not a romantic comedy, but it's almost a romantic comedy between these two characters, and that they don't quite get along at first, and they come from different backgrounds, and they learn to appreciate each other and help each other out and succeed from there.
Right.
But this movie, honestly, felt entirely phony to me, which I think is strange because Mindy Kaling has the right background to write something like this.
Right.
But it felt to me like watching, if you remember that Aaron Sorkin show, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Okay, yeah.
About the Saturday Night Live sketch type show,
mm-hmm.
where they took themselves way too seriously for a show about a comedy show. And the comedy bits that were supposed to be brilliant comedy were not funny. And I felt like there was a lot of that in this movie, that the only way you could tell what the movie thought was a good joke versus what the movie thought was a bad joke was whether the characters were laughing, and none of it was really actually all that funny. And they try to get into some serious issues, which I think is fine. I mean, there's a lot of stuff about the whiteness and maleness of TV writing
staffs. Well, yeah, the trailer felt kind of preachy to me, and that kind of turned me off a little bit.
Yeah, it is a little... too much of that and not enough of the banter and the relationship between Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson's characters.
Right.
I think there are some fun moments to this, and I feel like it's got good intentions, but it just doesn't quite get there.
All right. So, Josh, how many stars for Late Night?
I give it a 2.5 out of 5. Down the middle, wait for Netflix.
All right.
Amazon, actually. It's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Because it is an Amazon.
It's an Amazon original,
right.
Yes.
And is this one of the first they've put into movie theaters? This is kind of a big deal for them, right?
I mean, this is a big deal. They paid like $13 million for this out of Sundance, but they've released a bunch of movies in theaters before this. Yeah.
All right. Josh, good to see you, man. JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook. And
Signal Bleed on Twitter. Check me out online.
That's Josh Bell, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Highway Radio.